Paul Nolte is a senior VP at Kingsview Wealth Management. Paul, let me read the headline here and then you can explain it to me. European stocks and U.S. futures are up this morning. Dip buyers have returned to technology names, betting a sell-off had gone too far. Energy contracts extended a rally amid a supply crunch. Would you like to translate for us?
Yeah, and this isn't referring to the dip that you normally have in front of the football game either.
Right.
What we're talking about is stocks have come down, and as we've talked about the last month and a half, we've been expecting a correction. I think one is finally here. So as the stocks come down, you have people that have been waiting for stocks to come down to start buying. So they're buying the dip in stock prices. And we saw a little bit of that last week. We're seeing a little bit of that this week as investors try to figure out where the bottom of the market is. And as the market declines, they've been coming in to do a little bit of buying here, thinking that the market is still going to rise into the end of the year, beginning part of next, because of very easy monetary policy, low interest rates, et cetera.
The Fed is going to be watching the employment numbers this week, also the inflation numbers, right?
Yeah, the inflation numbers come out next week. We're getting some signs this week that obviously inflation running a little bit higher than people expect, and that word transitory means that it's going to last a little longer than people initially thought. But Friday's number is going to be a big one. We're going to get probably 500,000 in new jobs. That's the estimates at this point. Wage growth is going to be something that we're going to keep an eye on as well, and seeing how much pressure there is on wages. Obviously, that's a good thing for workers. It's something that companies have to deal with, is to figure out how much of those higher costs, both in products that they're getting as well as workers that they're paying, get passed along to the consumer.
You say that economists are underestimating a lot of these numbers these days.
And a lot of it, and it's really been the last 2 years, or a year and a half, really since the pandemic started, because the numbers are so large. I mean, we're talking about 500,000 in new jobs on Friday. During normal economic times, you would see 150,000 to 175,000. So the magnitude of the numbers are much larger. The swings are very large. And there's no economic model that says, okay, here's what happens when you shut down an economy and then start it back up again. So we're all kind of struggling in the dark to try to figure out what normal looks like, or when do we get to something that looks a little bit more like we're used to seeing in the textbooks. That's, I think, still at least a year, if not two or three, away. And as a result, you get these wild estimates. You know, we could see 500,000 in jobs on Friday. We could see anything between 150,000, 200,000 on the low end, and as much as 750,000, 800,000 on the high end. So, I mean, the range of normal is just huge at this point.
When is the earnings season? When does that start?
We can't wait for it to get started. And it starts with the bank stocks, and that will start next week. So we'll see J.P. Morgan, Wells Fargo, Goldman Sachs, they'll start reporting. And so that kicks off the earnings season. And what we're going to be interested there is listening to companies talk about their supply chain issues, what's happening to margins, are they raising prices? You know, we got a little bit of that with Nike last week, talking about their issues in getting product to market, et cetera. So those are going to be the issues, more so than how much did they sell and for what prices. But what are they seeing going forward as opposed to what happened in the past quarter?
How will what happens with the president's infrastructure bill and what the lawmakers are arguing about in Washington now affect the markets?
It's having a short-term impact, but I don't think it's going to have a long-term impact. You know, politics and Wall Street tend to run down separate roads. But every once in a while, they kind of converge for brief moments in time. And I think the most recent example I would use would be the downgrading of the U.S. credit from AAA to AA in 2011. And we saw the markets drop 10, 12% over that period of time. And that happened rather quickly in September, early October. But within a couple months, we were at new all-time highs. So it does have a short-term impact, but I don't think, as far as long-term investing, it doesn't make sense to put your investment process and philosophy around politics. It makes more sense to keep an eye on the market. So watching the political game in Washington requires an adult beverage and a lot of carbohydrates.
Yeah, a stiff adult beverage. And yes. Are you financial advisors recommending energy stocks and technology stocks these days?
Well, energy, we've had a little bit in portfolios, but technology, not as much. We've shaved a lot of, at least in our case, we shaved a lot of the technology out of portfolios because they've run so much and their valuations are so high. And we've rotated to the more, you know, economically sensitive type areas, or if you want to, economic reopening type stocks. And that certainly includes energy, includes basic materials, it includes industrials and financials, and those really have been doing pretty well over the last 4 or 5 weeks. We think that longer term, that's certainly a place to be, and certainly as long as inflationary pressures stick around, I think those parts of the market will continue to do well.
And people like me who know nothing about any of this, after watching the Facebook story unfold yesterday, I think, hey, time to buy Facebook stock because it's down now because they got all these troubles with the outage and the whistleblower. And tell me why my thinking is too simple.
See, you're a buy the dip buyer there, Bob.
I guess so. I'm a dip. I know that.
So Again, from a long-term perspective, I mean, there's been a lot of pressure on Facebook for years about how they're handling their algorithms and what they're doing and allowing postings, et cetera. The stock continues to do very well, and it's based on the ad revenue that they're generating. And as long as that ad revenue keeps up, the stock will be fine. Again, valuations on it, I think, are a little bit high at this point. It can maybe fall a little bit further. But if you're looking at companies like that, again, with the decline that we've seen in a lot of stocks of 5 to 10% in the technology area, if you are a tech buyer and like technology, this dip might be for you.
All right, Paul, go get yourself an adult beverage and turn on C-SPAN, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday morning.
I should be sober by then. Thank you.